my obvious duty in this. That is the clear right of this sovereign nation. This is the only step possible. If we would keep tight the wall of defense which we are pledged to maintain around this Western Hemisphere. I have no illusions about the gravity of this step. I have not taken it hurriedly or lightly. It is the result of months and months of constant thought and anxiety and prayer. In the protection of your nation and mine, it cannot be avoided. The American people have faced other grave crises in their history. With American courage, with American resolution, they will do no less today. They know the actualities of the attacks upon us. They know the necessities of a bold defense against these attacks. They know that the times call for clear heads and fearless hearts. And with that inner strength that comes to a free people conscious of their duty, consciousness, conscious of the righteousness of what they do, they will, with divine help and guidance, stand their ground against this latest assault upon their democracy, their sovereignty, and their freedom.
And so the President of the United States concludes this address from the diplomatic reception room in the White House in Washington, D.C. This address, long awaited as an outline of the future foreign policy, was postponed from Monday night because of the death of the President's mother. The address was broadcast throughout the North American continent and sent by shortwave to the other American republics and the rest of the world. It was translated into some 14 foreign languages. John Charles Daly speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KOIM, The Journal, Portland.